Okay, on this Valentine's Day, don't forget, it's Valentine's Day, we're going to hear about the flip side of love. Not every relationship works out, of course, and NPR's Lindsay Totty has a story of an album that was almost derailed when two band members divorced.
Emily Cross and Dan Dzinski connected through music.
He came to a show that I was playing, and he liked the music, and he reached out, and we started dating after that.
Soon, their romantic relationship became an artistic collaboration.
Started touring and got married and did a little fairy tale rock and roll thing for a while.
They performed together as a duo called Cross Record. And their music impressed an older, more established musician by the name of Jonathan Myberg.
I loved the sounds that they made and the songs that they made, which were very mysterious and open-ended.
So Jonathan invited Emily and Dan to make music with him. They started a band and an album called Loma. But what Jonathan didn't realize was that Emily and Dan's relationship was in trouble. In this song, I Don't Want Children, the singer tells her lover what kind of life she wants, but also fantasizes about the road not taken. Emily Cross says these lyrics, which Jonathan wrote, got her thinking about her relationship with Dan.
I think what it did was spur that line of thinking, I guess. That way of following different possibilities down, and it injected a reflective atmosphere.
Although Loma's music was coming together beautifully, Emily and Dan's marriage was falling apart.
We just realized that our strength was more based in this collaborative relationship as artists together, and that's where our relationship should live, platonically. And no, I can't.
Dan says it was difficult to finish the album.
Listening to her singing, I was like, oh, I can't get out of this, like, I can't escape this. It did seem oppressive to me at first. I had to kind of just lean into it and be like, okay, I'm just going to do this.
And the couple's divorce worried Jonathan.
I was so excited about this project, and it had been going so well, and I knew that would make it difficult to finish. But also, anytime your friends break up, you're sad not just for what's happened, but also a little bit for the journey that you know they're both going to go on now. Because I rode up to the edge.
Because the life I left is dead. Loma pushed through and finished the record, but obviously things can never be as they were. For one, Emily and Dan say they may not work together again as a duo.
I will keep writing music. If I'm just going to be doing it by myself or find new people or I don't know. But it's going to be fine, whatever happens.
For now, Emily, Dan, and Jonathan will tour together as Loma. Their new album is out Friday. Lindsay Totty, NPR News.